Welcome to Cracking the Vault, a look at Centrum's musical archives. It should be Blues Week out of Fort Worden this week, but it's not. So I thought we'd take a look at the very first blues workshop back in 1993. My name's Peter McCracken, and most of the focus of today's show will be on Henry Townsend. But first, let's have a little Piedmont picking from John Cephas and Phil Wiggins.
Tune here to call it Mississippi Blues. Now, I may play it a little bit different than most people. I'm going back downtown. pop, I can have my bump. They don't me down, down. Here I come. Letting the sun go down. Letting the sun go down. God make me be mine on my Lego round.
That was John Jackson, the Virginia songster, gravedigger, and Civil War memorabilia collector. He was one of six National Heritage Fellows who were on staff at the first Blues Week back in 1993. Here's another one of my favorites, Miss Etta Baker, with her version of the same song.
This is the Delta, Mississippi. Thank you. Thank you.
Miss Etta Baker. I promise to do a show on her in the future. Well, let's turn to Henry Townsend now, who was born in 1909 in Shelby, Mississippi. His family moved to Cairo, Illinois, the southernmost town in Illinois, when he was a young man. And at the age of 9, he ran away from home to kind of escape a beating from his dad. And he hopped on a train, did not know where it was going, and he stopped in St. Louis because it was the first big town. He was scrambling for sure. You can imagine a 9-year-old trying to hustle food and money. But eventually he worked as an auto mechanic, a shoe shiner, worked in a hotel, worked as a salesman. But really he wanted to be a musician. I quote him here. He said, "I didn't like the hard part of work, the really going in there like a man part. After I decided I didn't want to work like that, I had to try and find another way out without going into the wrong things, you know. And I started to work very diligently on guitar." In the 1920s, St. Louis had a wickedly active blues scene with Roosevelt Sykes, Big Joe Williams, Sonny Boy Williamson, Honey Johnson was there. Henry Townsend first learned guitar, but he also learned piano, and he played with many of these folks and recorded with many of them. He was a very prolific recording artist. In 1935 alone, he was on 35 different records. And he also recorded in 9 different decades.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
How's everybody out there? Well, things seem to be all right with me. I hope you all are happy as I am being here, because I'm just really enthused over being here. Like he said, I'm lucky to be here, you know. All right, then, we're going to change the moods. John left here with such a good mood, but I'm going to have to change that. I'm going to have to go into the other side of the corn. Nothing but the blues. Thank you. would you do if your trouble was like mine? What would you do if your trouble was like mine? All I can think of doing right now, just crying, crying all the time. But my money just would not stay. Yes, I had money. My money just wouldn't stay. I guess I was a weak man. Threw my money away. To the undiluted sounds, the blues is not wet down.
You're listening to Crackin' the Vault, Centrum's Musical Archives, and this week we're listening to the first Country Blues Festival in 1993.
I'm tired. There's no one to take my place. Yes, I'm tired. There's no one to take my place. I'm so tired of the jailer slamming the doors in my face. Yes, I'm sorry to my very heart. Yes, I'm sorry to my very heart. Well, the one I love, people, she and I really had to part. Too sad I got myself in trouble, ain't it? Jailer slammed the doors in my face. Blues, why don't you be kind and let me be? Blues, why don't you be kind and let me be? continue passing me, and I don't see why this could be.
Henry Townsend's wife, Vernell, joins him for a few tunes here.
Well, she'll tell you the direction she's going to travel in.
That I am in. pray for me. Forgive me of my sins. Hello, don't see no doctor. Doctor can't do me no good.
Yes, yeah.
No, 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 don't see no doctor. Doctor can't do me no good. I'm gonna die. Because it's all my fault. But not doing the things that I should. Play the piano. On that race change south, look for my clothes back home. On that next train south, look for my clothes back home. If you don't see my body, all you can do is moan. Mother, please don't worry. This is all in my prayer. Mother, please don't worry. This is all in my prayer. All you can say, your child's gone out of this world somewhere.
Was a key of A or what was it?
A. This is a fun song, just a fun song, just a fun song. Wake up, old maid. Don't you know you're growing old? Wake up, old maid. Don't you know you're growing old? You better find you a man who can satisfy your soul. You know it ain't no fun when you're sleeping all by yourself. You know it ain't no fun when you're sleeping all by yourself. You better find you a good man before you lose your health. Let me tell you something. When I was sweet 16, had a dream when I was 25. Still alive, I got it wrong. Not 25. Still alive, but I never found a jockey who would let me ride. Wake up, old maid. Don't you know you're growing old? You better find your man. Satisfy your soul.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 16. I had a dream then I was 21. I had some fun then I was 25. Still alive, but I never found a jockey who would let me ride. Wake up, old mate. Don't you know you're growing old? You better find your man who can satisfy your soul.
Nothing but the blues. She's a number here. I think I'll challenge it. Number that Walter Davis and I. No, I wasn't playing on this particular one, because I'm gonna do M and O. This particular number, Walter Davis and I. Was pretty close friends at that time, but he recorded it this time, and I didn't go to studio with him, but the name of the number is M&O. And I give you a little of the moral of the story. You know, back those days when if you was leaving, I give a designated time, if you was leaving St. Louis and going to Springfield, the ticket was something about, you get about 4 stubs. If you're going to Chicago, you'd probably get about 6-8 stubs, depending on how many stops the train would make for it to arrive at your destination. And, well, this particular time, this lady was leaving this Maine, and it was hard to count how many stubs she had. You know? So that's some of the moral of the story, you know. I'll be able to do that in D again. My baby gone, and she won't come back no more. Yes, my baby's gone. And she won't come back no more. She left me early this morning, and she rode out on that M&O. When she left, she bought a ticket just as long as she was told. When she left, she bought a ticket just as long as she was told. Well, that told me something, people. She had no intention of coming back at all. That's all right, babe. I just can't stand the way you do. That's all right, darling. I just can't stand the way you do.
But you know you're driving me crazy. Someday's bound to worry you.
You're listening to Crackin' the Vault. My name's Peter McCracken, and today we've been listening to some of the folks who were at the first blues gathering in 1993 at Fort Worden. Henry Townsend was exceptional for not just the fact that he lived a long time, but many of the players from his generation who were rediscovered in the 60s and 70s, they performed as if nothing had touched their music. Perhaps they thought that's what the public wanted, but Henry Townsend, he didn't scorn his old recordings, but he just continued to express himself and to create new music. In his 70s, he made a record of completely new songs that he had made up. I want to share one story if we have time. Yeah. Henry was drafted in the early 40s. They were in North Carolina before they shipped out. They had a big meeting with their commanding officer. They had a big poster of I guess it was a German soldier. The CO points to that and it says, "This is your enemy." He looks at the poster. He mutters, that's not my enemy. "What'd you say, soldier?" "Well, if I could be honest with you, he ain't my enemy." "Speak, soldier. Explain yourself." "Well, this is the first time I've seen him. I've seen you my whole life. I got to go in the back door and get something to eat or get a drink of water." "Sir, you're my enemy." The CEO stood straight up and said, "Repeat yourself, soldier." "Well, I can't get a job. They don't treat us fair. I got to scrounge and scrape for everything I get." "He ain't done that to me yet, but I know you." The CEO said, "At ease, soldier. The next day they shipped him out of there, but he got an honorable discharge.
You know, I want to thank all of you and also everybody in the building and those that's not here that participated in bringing me over here. I'm very grateful. You know, I had a problem getting back to my home state. I played everywhere, all over the world, and they finally asked me back to the state of Mississippi, where I was born. I was raised in St. Louis, but that's where I was born, in Greenwood, Mississippi this time, and I was really proud of that, and I'm equally as proud to be here, because I really longed to come over this way, you know, although I was hoping I wouldn't meet this fella, but it's all right. So, and I want to thank everybody that's involved, the board members that voted me over here, and of course, Peter McCracklin, that was instrumental in contacting me and didn't have to do no talking. That was an easy one for him to get me over here. He didn't have to out-talk me at all. I just started saying yes, yes, yes. So, Fennell, I'd like to ask you, if you're not in pain or don't have no problem, why don't you, I'd like for you to do, I don't want to push you, don't say yes because I asked you now. I would like for you to do another number maybe, whatever one you select, I don't care what it is, and then we can, if you wish to, I can do something on the guitar, maybe we can do something on the guitar, and you want to do that? If you do, come up. If you don't, I'll just do a number here. And all righty. Okay, we're gonna take a little bit out here and get the guitar together, and we're gonna do a little duet here. A friend of mine from over
in Seattle
had to request this thing. The name is Bob West. Some of you might know him. So we're going to dedicate this to Bob. So you all listen to her sing. Don't worry about my miscues on the guitar because my finger's a little cold. I'll do fine.
Oh, okay. He looks all right.
Okay.
All
right. The title of this song is I Want to Know Why We Love Each Other, so.
Okay.
We trying to fool you. You know by now.
Well, it was recorded many years ago. I see.
Yeah,
this recording was done for Adelphi.
Adelphi label.
Yeah. Been in the plan. I don't love no other woman, she don't love no other man. Oh,
I wanna know why we love each other so.
That's all you got to do.
Sing along.
Yes, well, I want to know why we love each other so.
I'm just as happy right now as a bird sitting in a tall old tree. I ain't got nothing in the world now to worry me. Oh,
yes, I want to know why we love each other so.
soul. Well, she told me she loved me, and now I know it's true. Running around out of my cage, there's nothing like that for me to do. Oh,
I wanna know why we love each other so.
Yes,
I wanna know why in the world that we love each other so.
You can say it like that too.
Yes, why in the world do we love each other?
I want to know why in the world that we love each other so.
Well, last night I was out, thought about the song. Thought about my baby and I felt that I'd been gone too long. Oh, I wanna know,
do we love each other so?
Yes,
why in the world do we love each other so?
Yes, yes. All righty, all righty. That's a little over. I need a teaching for that. Why don't we, what does she do? What is, what's the other man? Oh, I'll go with Joan. Okay. Got it.
Like me,
you can travel to the east, you can go to the west, you can even go to the north. Can't you see? You'll never find another lover like me. Can't you see?
You never find another lover like me.
Well, my heart sort of broken when you went off and left me all alone. I wrote you the letter, little girl, begging you, telling you to come back home. You'll never find another lover like me. Can't you see? You'll never find another lover like me. I'm not gonna keep begging you, not gonna worry you more. You wanna leave me, girl, I'm gonna have to let you go, but can't you see? You'll never find another lover like me.
Can't you see?
You'll never find another lover like me. One more. Tears come rolling down. Hello.
my baby moving this morning about 9:30. He packed all his clothes and he didn't bother mine, and my tears come rolling down. And my tears come rolling down. He kissed me goodnight, and I knew this meant goodbye. If you leave me, baby, you know it will break my heart. But someday, you know, the best of friends must part. And my tears come rolling down. And my tears come rolling down. He kissed me goodnight, and I knew this meant goodbye. Walk back into my bedroom and I'd sit down for a little while. Thought about my baby and I cried just like a child, and my tears come rolling down. And my tears come rolling down. He kissed me goodnight, and I knew this meant goodbye.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Take it over. Erskine Hawkins a little bit. Tell you that's after I was going. You may not never know unless I tell you. Of it.
We're about out of time. You've been listening to Cracking the Vault, excerpts from the 1993 Country Blues Festival held in Port Townsend, Washington. My name is Peter McCracken. We'll see you down the road if the creeks don't rise.
Standing at the woodside, screaming loud as I can. Standing at the woodside, screaming loud as I can. I believe